الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا. ودوا لو تكفرون كما كفروا فتكونون سواء فلا تتخذوا منهم أولياء حتى يهاجروا في سبيل الله فإن تولوا فخذوهم واقتلوهم حيث وجدتموهم ولا تتخذوا منهم وليا ولا نصيرا. إلا الذين يصلون إلى قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق أو جاءوكم حصرت صدورهم أن يقاتلوكم أو يقاتلوا قومهم ولو شاء الله لسلطهم عليكم فلقاتلوكم فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلم فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا.
Why should you be divided? Why should you be divided about the munafiqs into two groups? And Allah Ta'ala has upset them on account of what they have earned. Do you wish to guide those whom Allah Ta'ala has thrown out of the path and those whom Allah Ta'ala himself has thrown out of the path? You will never find any way for them to come back to the path. Their only wish is that you should disbelieve as they disbelieve, then you should be on an equal footing with them. Then don't take in their ranks any friends until they migrate in the path of Allah. But if they turn away, if they don't accept this, then seize them and kill them wherever you find them, and don't take any friend and any helper in their ranks. There was a group of people that came to Madinah Munawwara under wrong pretenses, under false pretenses, pretending to be believers. And they lived in Medina for some time, and then they made some excuse, perhaps the climatic conditions in Medina Munawwara were not agreeable to them, or they had made some excuses that they are going for trade purposes out of Medina Munawwara, whereas they had no belief in their hearts. They had just come in for some convenience to Madina Munawwara and they had moved away. So their disbelief had become absolutely clear. As long as the disbelief is not clear, man is treated as a Muslim. But when his disbelief becomes abundantly clear, then there is no need to doubt his disbelief. Them coming out of Madina Munawwara, going back to the Kufar and going back to their own ways, that was clear proof and evidence that they had come to Madina Munawwara under false pretenses. The intention was to betray, perhaps to spy against Madina Munawwara, a crime against the state, treason. So the Muslims were divided about these people here. Some felt that they were believers, that we haven't seen them guilty of disbelief, so there's no need for us to doubt their faith. And others had this opinion, that when they have turned back and gone back to their people, obviously they have gone back to their people because they are comfortable with their ways. So their kufr and their disbelief has become clear. Now when their disbelief has become clear, there is no doubt, there is no reason why you should be doubting their faith. Now they are disbelievers and they should be treated as disbelievers. And these people practicing these type of double standards, they come to you under wrong pretenses, and then they go back to their people swinging in between. So the intention is that all of you, the intention is that you should be in within, you should be on an equal footing with them. They want you also to become kafirs, to become disbelievers. So don't ever take any friends in their ranks. You're going to take friends in their ranks, then obviously you'll be inclined to their ways, to their beliefs, and eventually this will lead you to disbelief. So don't take any friends in their ranks until they show their commitment to Islam. And how they will show their commitment, that they migrate in the path of Allah Ta'ala, leave their homes and come and live with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina Munawwara, pledging their allegiance to him. But if they turn away, they don't accept this, then obviously now their kufr is clear, so you seize them and kill them wherever you find them. Then there is a second group, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ. There is a second group, there is a second type of people who have joined up with a group with whom you have some peace treaty. So they are disbelievers, but they have joined up with a people with whom you have some type of a peace treaty, or they have come to you with their hearts restraining them from fighting you or fighting their own people. So they have no intentions of fighting. They have joined up, either they have joined up with the people with whom you have some peace treaties, that they are not going to fight against you and you are not going to fight against them, or their hearts are restraining them from fighting against you or their own people. They don't want to fight, not with you, not against you. So these are people that are asking and suing for peace. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّتَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. So take this as a... appreciate this, that they are not going to engage you in any fight, and they're going to be living peacefully. Remember, if Allah Ta'ala willed, He could have given them power over you, and they could have been fighting against you. But if they withdraw from fighting you, they don't fight you, and they give to you guarantees of peace, then فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Then Allah Ta'ala has made no path for you, has made no way for you to fight against them. He has not allowed you to fight against these people that are peace-loving, they are peace-loving, and they don't want to fight you, they don't want to fight their people. All they want is to live in peace, so don't fight against them. Allah Ta'ala has not allowed you to fight against them. But then you get a third group, سَتَجِدُونَ آخَرِينَ يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَأْمَنُوكُمْ. Others you will find who wish gain your confidence and the confidence of their people. Whenever they are incited to evil, to betraying and to evil, then they succumb thereto. So when they come to you, they want to gain your confidence. And when they go back to their people, they want to gain their confidence. So they want to play an in-between role, gaining your confidence and their confidence. But really, within their minds, within their hearts, deep down, they have this intention. Whenever they are incited to any betraying, any evil against you, then they will succumb straight to that. So if they do not withdraw from fighting you and don't give you guarantees of peace and restrain their hands from fighting you, then seize them and kill them wherever you find them. And these people, جَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. Allah Ta'ala has granted you a clear proof to fight against them. So they're not with you, they're not against you. They're not with you or they're not with their people. All they've got is they want to play an in-between role, gaining your confidence, gaining the confidence of their people, and deep down they have the intention of disbelief. So if they find an opportunity to fight against you, they will really do so. They will succumb to it straight away. So these people, they are in between. You do not know their stance, whether they are supportive of you or they're supportive of disbelief. So until they don't make their stance abundantly clear, then فَإِلَّمْ يَعْتَزِلُكُمْ, they don't withdraw from fighting you, they don't give you guarantees of peace, they must guarantee you that they want to live in peace, and they do not restrain their hands from fighting you, then obviously it's clear that they don't want peace, they want to betray, they want to have some type of a double standard. So don't spare these people here. They are even more dangerous than your open enemies. Your open enemy, you know he's your enemy. But this person is playing a double standard. On your side, he gains your confidence. On their side, he gains their confidence. So you do not know where he stands. When he will stab you at the back, you do not know. So such people, until they don't pledge guarantees of peace, they don't restrain themselves, then they are kafirs, they are traitors, they are guilty of treason. When they are guilty of treason, then seize them, kill them wherever you find them. And Allah Pak has given you a clear proof to fight against such people.